Welcome to Shomach Show and the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunishmas Arbi Yaakov Sholem Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a new Modaf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis in the end of the Amud says, "Hamachil Cho Mon Bamidbor Lemana Noischo." Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says He gave you mon in order for you to suffer, in order to give an inui. What does it mean in order for you to suffer? So the Gemara says two explanations. Rav Ami Abasi Chadoma Eino Doyim Mishesh Lepas Vesaloi Lemishen Lepas Vesaloi. Either pshat is that because the mon, you never knew if tomorrow you'll have food, so that worry made it not so pleasurous. Or chadom ayin adomim mishiroi v'ayichel mishayin aroi v'ayichel. The mon, you couldn't see the food. You could feel the food, you could taste the food, but you can't see the food. And that lacks the pleasure that food gives. So the question is, what's pshat? Why the mon wasn't so pleasurous? Why the mon did not give a full pleasure and was really called the inui? So it explains the Iyun Yaakov and the Yaakov over here. The pshat is, as Mechilta tells us, the mon was a way for Am Yisrael to be zoichet to Torah. And the only way to be koine Torah is to eat mon. We're going to see it tomorrow's daf, Pesach Hashem, the idea that the mon is the food of Malachim. So the mon purifies one's body. It makes it pure to be able to receive Torah. Says the Yom Yaakov, what's the way to be koin the Torah? The way to be koin the Torah is be miut ta'anugim. You want to remove indulgence. You want to remove all pleasure. Kachi daga shal Torah. Pasa melech toichal, mayam asura tishte, balor tishan. The way to be koin the Torah is to diminish pleasure. So because that's the way to be koin the Torah, so you may the mon is not so pleasurous. If the mon is a way for us to be koine Torah, it must be less pleasurous than regular food. And that's why the mon is vayancho. One may ask, so once we finish the midbar, now we could enjoy food? How do we understand that? But I found recently a gevaldik of Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen says, when it says in the Mishnah, kachi darko shel Torah, this is the way of Torah, that in order to be koine Torah, a person has to suffer, to have inui. That's only in the beginning of Limud HaTorah. Once a person is koyin HaTorah, from here on he can enjoy and have the benefit of what the world gives. And this really is almost a mefeish Rambam. Because the Rambam in Ichus Talmud Torah, Paragimel, and the Paragimel says that kol mekayim haTorah me'oini, soiv lekayim oisha. If you start the Torah from poverty, soiv lekayim oisha, you will be rich while you learn Torah. And the Rambam ends and says, "What's the pasuk? Leman anoyischo, leman asoyischo, tivcha be'achrisecho." That's the pasuk we talk about over here. You have inui to get the toiva in the end. So, meaning the mon is the beginning of the process. In the time in the midbar, we're in the beginning of being koin the toiva, it must come with removal of all pleasure, with not indulging in what the world gives. Once the toiva is nikna, now it's already a different story. And this gives us a little bit of understanding that already the G'doylei, the Torah's previous generations, established the yeshiva. That a yeshiva in general means when a person removes themselves from the pleasures of this world. Because in order to be koyin Torah, in order to start your life, a person cannot be shakur and gashmius. A person cannot indulge in what the world gives. He has to be completely pure to be koyin Torah. And that's what happened with the mon that says, vayancho. That's the inui of Kinyan HaTorah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.